What You Missed on the Curve with Michelle Martin and Desmond Wong on Money FM 89.3.
Business leaders are aware of the need to digitally change their organizations as AI-first companies. 98% of businesses in Singapore are already embracing digital technologies like social media and business analytics. But the real question is how to implement it. AI is facing some adoption hurdles. Everyone's talking about it, but few seem to understand how to truly implement it or use it in a long-term way. Many also underestimate the impact of these initiatives on their operational structure, on culture, and the impact of AI on their employees. Our producer, Olivia Kuei, finds out more. She speaks with Jaya Jyoti Sengupta, Head of Asia Pacific at Cognizant.
74% of organizations expect digital change to deliver improved customer service and experience. Almost 100% of businesses in Singapore are already embracing digital technologies. At the same time, the next wave of technologies like artificial intelligence, robotic automation or blockchain are gaining maturity for mainstream use. And this promises boosts in productivity, agility and security. Here to discuss more on how business leaders can better lead their companies into the digital age, I'm joined by Jaya Jyoti Sengupta, Head Asia Pacific at Cognizant, a company that provides IT services including digital technology, consulting and operation services. So JJ, let's start off with an explanation of this era that we're in. The advent of this digital era was the creation of our smartphones, the rise of social media. What are we seeing all around us now?
When we talk about digital, it is the innovation to connect this technology, the devices, the data science, design, and the business strategy. All of this get connected to change business processes and to create customer experience. And this is also to help every customer and every end user to realize an identity that's their aspirational identity. So this is what people would aspire to get as an experience. People would aspire to see what machines should do for them, how the artificial intelligence should take care of their needs, how people should be responded to. So we are seeing the customer and the business process at the center of this whole innovation.
Then to ensure a seamless, symbiotic relationship between the company and technology, what must management do? How can business leaders better lead their organizations into the digital age?
One is any organization has to create an internal capability for change, which means that how are we driving an agile and nimble, a creative organization? And sometimes what we are seeing is often organizations also have kind of an inertia against change because they are used to working in a certain way, they are used to do their business in a certain way. So how this inertia is to be broken, and sometimes there are internal barriers. The second thing is that when we say that we have to change, there has to be a lot more involvement, a lot more engagement. So if I talk on behalf of our organization, like we have 260,000 plus employees and each of them are agents of change. Each employee, we see them as an agent of change. And that's where the power distance between the senior leadership and to every level of our teams, that power distance has to be broken and has to be brought closer where there is increased communication, increased belief in the purpose of change. The third thing are the tools because this is where we are also seeing the advent of technology. We are seeing new tools which are coming out, which helps us to visualize and to communicate change a lot easily. We are able to depict how much we have covered because all of this boils down to one core thing, that change, we cannot deny change is a form of art, but change is also a form of science. How do we create this change more measurable, more objective, and more repeatable, and create that fabric in the organization that gives change a lot more of a scientific form from the art form of change?
So there needs to be three things: create internal capability for change, strengthen employee engagement, and adopting the right tools. Got it. Can you give examples of how this can work?
One is, of course, the environment. And there has to be an environment which enables people to create ideas, to share their ideas. And it's kind of an openness of the environment. The second thing which, of course, which comes in is the ability to experiment and to experiment with new ideas. People should not be carrying a fear of failure. People should feel happy and proud to try out new things. And even if they fail, they fail fast, they fail early. But at the same time, there should not be that fear of failure. here. And the third thing, which is very important, is how do you communicate this change? Like, how do we create new forms of prototypes? Because often when we are in, if you see in a technology world or in a changing world, we have to often depict our ideas. Now, in order to depict ideas, there are different forms of storytelling. And how do we create prototypes? How do you create models? And we all bring this together. I would say that anything, all these three things that I talked about, ultimately rely on one fundamental essence, which is creativity. Whenever an organization can appeal to that creativity of any of its employees or each of its employees, and that's what makes it symbiotic.
There should be a significant buy-in from the entire organization on the importance of digital as a strategic issue. That's the tipping point, right, to truly make things happen. So what impact will we be able to see?
The short-term benefits will, of course, be a lot more measurable, objective. We can measure in the pace of delivering stuff. We can measure in the pace of executing programs, projects, bringing all these pieces that I talked about, artificial intelligence, the devices, the products, all of this coming together. How do we use all of this? How do we design? How do we strategize? So that's all coming in together. But the long-term or the mid-term impact of this is the way of thinking, the way of behaving, and how we make it. And this is where I again go back to the earlier answer that I gave, is where do we create this environment such that this becomes a lot more repeatable? It's not that we are repeating the same change again and again, but we know how to exist in a changing environment. Because change is not new to human beings. As human beings, we are always used to change. The question is, how much do we bring out this change and the creativity which is latent in us and bring it outside? So this latent power of creativity has to come out, which is a long-term impact.
Whenever you have these big technology transitions, you have shortages in pockets of the workforce skills. Digital skills are a little different than past generations of technology because you have a number of different skills. These aren't just one or two predominant skill sets. Does that change the search for talent?
There is a tremendous need of talent. And there are different skills which are getting increasingly required and needed today. Like, we are talking about experience, we are talking about cognitive computing, we are talking about a reduction in the distance between the human and the machine, or how human and machine are working together. We are looking at advent of internet, which is like becoming like our new central nervous system. We are looking at the initiatives which are happening in the world, which are interplanetary. We are rewriting genetics at times, which is not changing the way we do things, but changing us. So as a result, all of these things drive a tremendous need for new skills. And a big contribution for companies and business houses today is also to help to build up these skills. And I wouldn't say it always as upskilling, but it is also reskilling. It is also adapting to new methodologies of working. This is what comes together into the whole skill development and helping its people to create and to upgrade themselves to exist in this world. And a continuous learning ability.
At the same time, jobs and skills that are required have been changing over time. Some will disappear completely. Take the small example of how lift and switchboard operators have become obsolete. What about organizations lacking the right talent and skills?
Whether we are a big company or small company, nobody can say that they have surplus talent today. Like, there is a skill gap and a skill shortage all over. And as a result, every company is trying to build up this talent base. And one great initiative is run by World Economic Forum, which is the IT Skills Initiative Program, where our aim is by 2021, we will help to skill 1 million plus workforce in the middle to the senior level grade of their experience, who will be actually brought into this world of digital technologies, driving change management, driving the new forms of technological usage. These are the kind of initiatives which I'm absolutely certain will benefit all, not just the big companies, but also small companies, people, and the companies who are not having the access to skills today will also have access to this huge talent pool that will come out of programs like this. And these are the initiatives which will also help to create the new needs and to create a new talent pool. So how do we create a lot more cross-pollination of teams? The streams of education which sometimes were not so relevant in our industry, are becoming very relevant today. We are seeing people coming from different streams, and not just engineers, not just the STEM education. They are still very important, but we are also seeing a lot of other behavioral sciences, social sciences. They're also coming in, and that's where we are seeing the infusion of new talent pool together with the existing talent pool, which is coming in together.
Now, JJ, you mentioned the World Economic Forum's IT Industry Skills Initiative, of which Cognizant is the founding partner. Now, this initiative aims to give 1 million people resources and training opportunities by 2021. But what do you make of the idea that digitalization would displace jobs?
It is not about losing jobs. It is about repurposing jobs. So the skill gaps that I talked about, it is the job displacement concern is actually not a real concern, because new jobs are getting created, new forms of skills are required. So that's where what is important is, how do we help our current workforce to adapt to these new skills, to learn these new skills? And yes, there will be certain jobs which might become redundant because of automation. Like we have seen certain jobs becoming redundant with computerization. Certain stuff that used to happen in the past by human beings are done by machines. But then we need more people to run those machines. We need a different kind of skills to run this. And it is very important for us that there are. So I don't see these as disruptors. I see these as that continuous, insatiable human need to change and to make and repurpose ourselves and reinvent ourselves. So these are opportunities for us, and these are opportunities for everyone around us to learn and to service in a new world order.
Well, thank you, JJ. That was Jayajyoti Sengupta, head of Asia Pacific at Cognizant.